The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Well, this may be an affordable fix for a problem that plagues some people listening right now. Now, it's a big, bold move if you want to do it. But I guess it's just more affordable than I would have thought.
Okay.
Do you wish you were taller?
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
Yeah. Hot Wings, you're about 6'1"-ish?
6 foot flat. Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly, 5'10", 5'11"?
5'10", 5'11".
That's about where
I'm under 5'11".
Yeah. I'm a little under that, 5'10". Steve, what are you, like
5'1". I'm just getting out in front of it.
You have such tall, you have such deep shoes.
5'7", though, right?
5'7", yeah, I think so.
You ever wish you were taller, like as an adult, like as a kid?
Probably. When I was a kid, I'm sure I did, yeah, but I don't care now. I mean, I did have a realization when I was at the doctor recently. When they just asked me how tall I was.
And then when you answered, they said, wow, you're a big boy.
And then when I got my driver's license renewed, they asked me. And I realized, I was like, I don't think I've been measured in, I don't know, a decade, 2 decades. I could be 5'5 for all I know.
When you go get a physical, they don't check
no,
your height.
No, I step on the scale. They get my weight.
They put that thing on your head?
No, they just say, how tall are you?
They do that every time. Well, every year when I go for my physical, I stand up against the wall and I go, all right, I haven't shrunk yet.
Yeah, I guess my doctor's just saving time, trying to be more efficient.
I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
This guy seems honest. What's your blood pressure? I don't know. Good. All right. Yeah, see you next year.
140 over 80.
Well, this gentleman named Ibrahim Algan, he said, when you are short, you start out down 1-0. So Ibrahim Algan started researching what to do about that. Algan is 5'2", so about Steve's height.
Yeah.
He lives in a city called Adana in southern Turkey. He's 30 years old, and his job is to help young people solve their problems, like a counselor and like social worker.
Okay.
And at 5'2", he said, people do not take you seriously. As seriously as they take a tall person, he
said. Baby leprechaun.
Yeah. I wonder what the average height of a southern Turkish man is.
I don't know. I thought 5'7 was close to the world average, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
You know. But I don't know that for a fact. He's at 5'2". So yeah, I mean as a guy, that's
definitely
shorter.
Short. Yeah, it's definitely short.
He said, I believe charisma is one of the must-have features for leadership. And when you're short, even if you have charisma, people don't view it the same way.
But you better have gobs of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said his colleagues have always made jokes about his height. Boy, who would do that?
That's so rude.
Yeah. I don't know. Terrible.
Tell them about his short king, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. How can they even see him?
Yeah. Make it fun of somebody's physical appearance. What the hell?
He said they were more advantageous in both private relationships and recruitment for the people who were taller. And he had never forgotten his girlfriend at one point saying, you know, I love everything about you, but I wish you were taller. That's hurtful. He said that always remained like a knife stabbed into his side.
Yeah.
Growing up, he said, I took powders and pills to increase my height. I played basketball, I swam, and I jumped.
He hung from the monkey bars like Peter Brady.
He took powders and pills. Yeah. Are there get tall
He said,
powders?
I used to hang from a bar minutes before going to sleep every night.
That's stupid.
I used reflexological insoles that claim to stimulate height increase.
Yeah, how'd that? Well, you imagine if he hadn't done those things, he'd be 3 feet tall.
Nothing.
It worked.
Ibrahim Angal said nothing worked except for the shoes with hidden heels that made him feel up to 3 inches taller. But it was like a fake dream every time I took my shoes off.
I just keep them on all the time.
Yeah. Or in elevator shoes.
Oh, that would be weird, though, if you were at the bar and you thought somebody was, you know, 5'6", 5'7", and you're 5'6", 5'7", and then they get home and they take their shoes off and they're 3 or 4 inch shorters.
Yeah, shorter? Like when a chick washes her makeup off, right, dudes?
You're damn right.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of them, imagine. You take home a Kardashian and then they take the makeup off.
Yeah, you guys should see me without this padded bra. My God. There's nothing there.
Just looks like a couple satellite dishes.
So now that we put it this way, I get it. All right, yeah, you wear your wedge shoes.
I hear those wedge shoes, and I kind of want to wear those. I'd like to be
me too.
You know, 6'1" for a couple days, right?
They're probably super ugly, like those Skechers that are super chunky.
I don't know what happened, but I keep getting ads for them on like Instagram. Like, what did I search for?
You've got fancy cowboy boots.
Yeah, and I like it because they make me tall.
They do,
and they make my calves and my ass look great.
Those will give you a couple inches.
Yeah, girl.
Get it? Am I right? So anyway, Ibrahim Algon said, I want to be taller. 31 years old, ready to be taller. So in February of 2015, he did something that he didn't tell anyone about because he didn't think they would understand. And it made him 2.4 inches taller.
What?
He had leg lengthening surgery.
Well, I've heard of people being able to do that before, where they like basically break your leg, insert a rod,
and he said,
whatever, and then the bone.
It sounds awful.
Grows. But,
yeah, it doesn't sound great.
There's an old, was it Jude Law, maybe, movie called Gattaca, like from 20 years ago, where it was a science fiction movie where he wanted to be like, it was set in the future and he wanted to be one of the astronauts, but you had to be a certain height and he wasn't. So he did all this work to get his legs lengthened and it seemed awful. So when people would say, you look a little taller, he'd say, yeah, I had a bone deformity and I finally was able to get the surgery to rectify it. And then he had another one. He is 5 inches taller thanks to cosmetic limb lengthening surgery.
5 inches?
Did they do it all just on one bone? So his so his thighs are like
it's really
3 feet
thighs.
Long,
right?
Yeah,
he has a really short torso.
Yeah, they would.
Kelly,
have to
you
do
say
it.
You have long thigh bones. Is
I
that
really
did
do
you
have
get
long
this
thighs.
Done?
I didn't.
You're like, I want to be a tall girl.
I didn't, but I could see somebody looking and being like, okay, those are freakishly long and don't look natural.
I have a friend who's 4 or 5 inches taller than me. And we wear the same size pants.
Isn't that weird?
He's all torso.
He's got a lot of torso, yeah. Ew.
And he'll joke
don't
about
like
it. He's like, got too much torso.
Yeah, it's like, like one of those little wavy things outside of a
gas station or a dealership.
Yeah,
that's when you got to buy the big and tall man stuff.
They said there's a low rate of major complications. Where there is, it's after treatment has ended, there's stiffness and deformity in the joint. That doesn't sound great.
Well, yeah, you broke your bones. And then placed metal inside of them.
Depending on the cost, the clinic called Wanna Be Taller.
Sounds very official.
I mean, I like the fact that, you know what you're getting at.
The rate you pay depends on how much you want to go. As far as growth.
Huh?
You do.
Oh, really?
3, 4, 5, or 6 inches are your options.
Okay.
What is the cost of, we'll start with the low one. What's the cost for the low rate? 3 inches.
For somebody to intentionally break your bones.
3 inches.
And then make them 3 inches longer, so you're 3 inches taller. Yeah. What is the
cost? Pretty affordable. I'll say that's about $15,000.
Kelly, you want to guess?
I'm going to say $10,000.
Steve?
I think it's more expensive. I think like $25,000.
It's $23,850.
Oh, man. Somebody's looked into it.
You're attacked.
How much, just,
I think it's $23,947. Insurance covers zero.
it's just a ballpark guess.
Now, this wasn't part of the plan, but how much, do they charge for a more bulbous penis? Steve, we'll start with you.
Ooh, bulbous penis.
Everyone knows that.
Now, if you want to go the full 6 inches, and who doesn't?
Yeah.
$51,850.
A little discount.
Yeah.
Did they do it all in one procedure, do you know? I know
he said
he got two
The 2.4
procedures.
Inches was one procedure, and then the next 2.6 right. was a second one. By the way, I because I'm skimming and moved forward, the Wanna Be Taller clinic is now his clinic. He had it done in 2015.
So he's not only the member, but he's also
the owner.
The owner or whatever.
Wow,
I think he could have
like
guys.
Size Perlman.
So, yeah. He says, my only goal, it's now my life purpose, was to get taller and then make other people taller. Here's how they do it. They make 4 to 6 tiny, small incisions into the leg, creating a window to gain access to the hollow part of the bone, where they insert a device that responds to an external remote control that the patient controls at home.
Don't want leg devices.
The remote control
external
is used by the patient to increase their height by 1 millimeter a day after the surgery. Oh, man,
day.
You know how people are. You get impatient, you're like, I'm going to turn it up all the way.
Up.
All of a sudden, you, You see your legs grow out of your pants. These are capris now.
Did any of y'all have braces?
Yes.
Oh, the jaw.
Tightening thing that they would do where they'd get into the back of your mouth and turn, and then sometimes they'd give you ones like around the front where you had to turn them yourself. Ain't no way.
No, that was that was the worst. It was the worst. You'd go in and you knew that at least 1 week of every month your mouth would hurt.
Yeah. Oh man.
Just he says they asked him how his life changed since he had the surgery. He said, "Now I feel like a man when I put on a suit. I used to feel like a little boy."
He should feel like a man. He now owns the company.
Yeah, right.
It really worked.
I wonder if it's gotten if his life has really gotten better.
Well, I mean, he owns a business and everything else, but he apparently is like a ladies' man now. It probably did give him a ton of confidence.
Yeah.
Which can be, if it's not false confidence, can be fairly life-changing, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, he's, I looked it up, the average height of a Turkish man is 5'9".
Oh,
so he's knocking on the door of, like, you know, just average.
What if he gets greedy, though?
Yeah, if he starts going for the shin bone.
All of a sudden, he looks like those dudes with a pituitary problem that are 8 feet tall playing against sixth graders in basketball. Like, oh, you got a thick neck, man. That thing
He opens a torso extension company to kind of make it so he's all proportionate.
It's just a matter of time before it goes haywire.
But then if you lengthen your
5 foot torso,
then you got to lengthen your arms too, because you don't want a longer torso, but shorter. Like,
yeah, otherwise you're not
going
to be able to reach into your pocket.
I would totally, with the six kids, lose that remote control. Like, I think my legs got shorter last night. Somebody turned it down.
Just turn it up and down.
Oh, yeah, here it is. It's in the dirty clothes of the twins. Thanks, guys. We were using it as a submarine. God dang it.
I do wish there was something that I could put on like my shoulder blades to help me sit up straighter every day. Like a little zap where if I was hunching, it would zap me.
They have those.
Sure, they make back braces.
But those are like the balance bracelets, right?
Bracelets?
What?
I said
bracelets.
A brace, not a bracelet.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the little like buttons people put between their shoulder blades that they say like it helps you sit up straighter.
Oh, I don't know. Instagram thinks my body's broken because not only do I see these shoes that raise your body, but constantly there's like this, it almost looks like part of a, like a sports bra almost, but it's not. And it goes and it stretches across the front of your shoulder blades and it's like, improve my posture from the first day.
Yeah, I just wish rather than having to put a brace on, I could just have something in my that could just sting me occasionally.
Well,
like,
maybe we could just.
I'm sure there could be. Well,
we can do that for you.
Yeah, that's not that hard. I mean, they make those little electrical probe pads or whatever. You put that on and give Steve or I the remote control.
Bring those.
That'd be great.
We could bring those Nerf guns back in we used to keep us from touching our faces during COVID. And every time you're slumping, we'll just shoot you in the head.
Oh, yeah.
That worked.
I forgot about that.
That one time, Kelly shot me, and I was not touching my face, and it went right in my mouth, and I almost died.
It did. That was fun. We should bring those back in studio.
Oh, my kids have all of them. They're at the bottom of a laundry pile.
Yeah. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.